from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's hour two. It's hour two. It's hour two. Two. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A for effort. Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's hour Tua. It's hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Our Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Our Tua, the program, ladies and gentlemen. Meow.
Holy smokes.
What's got you your fancy tickled, dude?
Brandon Aubrey drills a 66-yard field goal.
Mike McCarthy looks legitimately happy.
That looks like the coach we had, Tony
Sperano.
Sperano,
yeah.
Fist pump for the field
Although
goal.
Although it could have been a 30, could have been a 34-yarder. He was going to react.
66 yards?
Rest in peace.
Wait, remember we always made fun of the Raiders for letting Janikowski kick these crazy long field goals?
Ooh, Janikowski, a legend, dude.
Game changer.
Smoked a cigarette every halftime.
Yeah,
if you don't hit something with a four in front of it these days, up to 49, I'm embarrassed for you as a kicker.
Honestly, I remember
it is the guarantee.
Yeah.
Distance has moved back, right?
For sure.
Oh yeah.
Before 50, 51 was like, oh,
the Grammaticus couldn't make it these days.
Oh no way, dude.
No way.
No way.
No way.
Noodle legs. Only Domare though. Pretty good.
Man, did he hate that baseball field.
Oh,
he let you know about it.
We all hated. We all hated getting tackled and eating red dirt.
Man, I could.
Headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford!
We know trucks.
Quick headlines before we get to the Dolphins. Basket News reports Jimmy Butler will not participate in this weekend's Goran Dragic retirement event.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, Li Ning. He's in China.
China, that's right. Mm. That's unfortunate, though. I mean, Goran set this up a long time ago. Like, it's not. It's like if I tell you 4 months in advance, hey, we're going to do this, and then, like, someone gets you a month in advance, it's like, I thought we already did a week.
But Li Ning got that check.
No, they got that check.
Yeah, I mean, Li Ning's, they got the Jimmy Butler shoe, you know?
Yeah. I think, what about.
Has anybody ever tried to purchase Li Ning's?
I have a pair of Li Ning's.
But did you purchase it or were they given to you?
No, I purchased it. Okay. When D Wade first came out with Li Ning's, they were ridiculous. Like you had to order them from China and they were like $400.
Let's see.
I got some Li Ning's on Amazon.
Mm. Li Ning offers discounts and recommended product prices for footwear, making it easier to shop for men related products online. $129 to $1,499.
Yeah, it probably depends on Frog Boy's probably buying dead man shoes. So who knows how long. I did see a guy at the gym like a week ago. He was wearing yellow Jimmy Butler Li Ning's. I was I've never seen anybody wear Jimmy Butler's.
Right now, if you want to buy some Li Ning, the one that Jimmy Butler's wearing, the South Beach, They are on sale.
I think they're a good looking shoe.
No, they are a good looking shoe.
I think they're a good looking shoe.
You can get them for the low price of $175.
Shoe.
Oh, no, look. That's not, I mean, like, but for a signature shoe, that's what a signature, like a LeBron costs. You know whose shoes are cheap as hell? Nobody buys them? Giannis's. Nobody buys Giannis's.
You know, I have a pair of Greek Freaks that.
You can get Giannis's for like $40.
Leaning has Batman shoes.
I like those Anthony Edwards shoes that are coming
out. Oh, here you go.
Do you think they look like cheese blocks?
Leaning Way of Wade.
They do, dude.
Would you like Jimmy Butler or would you like a Way of Wade
Way
City
of Wade.
12 Team No Sleep?
Wow. That sounds cool.
That does sound cool.
Weren't they called Sting Wades when they first came out?
Let me see. That's one. Cool.
I remember he was on an episode of Tanked because what they did was, I love Tanked. Tanked was a great show. Did you ever watch Tanked on Animal Planet?
No.
It was a show about a bunch of brothers who they ran an aquarium business.
Yes.
Fancy aquariums. And it became super popular. Like they had every year they were doing, every year they get bigger and bigger stars. Like they did a Shaq aquarium. They did Anthony Davis.
Did they do one with when they had with UD and they had somebody over his house, the basketball player over his house?
No, that was a different thing. You're thinking of Nate Robinson.
Nate Robinson
did like a Cribs version.
Yeah.
And we got to see UD's Shark Tank. Okay. I don't know if UD did Tanked, but I don't believe there was an episode about it.
Okay.
But there was one episode where D Wade was doing a leaning launch event, and the shoe was called the Sting Wade. And this is just throwing money. Li Ning told the tank guys, can you make us a Stingray tank for the event? They're like, excuse me?
Just for the event?
Just for the event. Can we have an aquarium of
sand?
Like guess
salt water or something?
They did it.
Oh, my God.
Pretty stingrays, too. Ooh,
nothing like a good stingray tank.
I believe that show ended in disgrace, though. I believe the husband and wife got into a domestic dispute.
Oh!
So
unfortunate.
I'm looking at Jimmy Butler's.
Ending of fish tank. This
Jimmy Butler's. Mm. One Dawn, one coffee.
Oh, how much is the coffee? Coffee's probably more expensive than the shoe.
No, they're the same price, $157.
But anyway, so yeah, Goran Dragic. Now, who is going to be there? Chris Bosh. Not playing, but he'll be there.
Okay, yeah. This is something that I need clarification on.
He's not playing.
The initial reports were that he's like, I'm still ready to play.
No.
And then all of a sudden he's not
playing. What happened is a couple of Heat Twitter accounts.
Mm.
No shade, guys.
Heard.
They had said that he is confirmed to play, which is not what it says. On his website, it just says confirmed attendees, and Chris Bosh was on the list. The Heat is going to be Chris Bosh, I believe Luol Deng is going to be there, Luol Deng, and then Spo is going with Chris Quinn.
Yeah, see, that was my question, because I saw the initial reports, and then I saw them walk it back with the follow-up reports. But my first thought was, let's say, you know, hypothetical world, he goes out there, balls out. Crazy amount of things that were
seen. You would want the Heat to inquire about bringing back Chris Bosh?
Do you think Pat Riley's like,
No, I don't.
Oh, come on.
No, I don't think.
You don't think he owes us a couple games or something like
that? No, I don't think. I don't think that's true. I'm just saying, like, they jumped the gun on that. Like, they basically said, I don't even know if Joker's playing. I don't know who's playing in the game.
Blood clots don't go away?
Not really. You always have the issue.
There's always the risk. Like, I don't know if they go away, but the point. Hey. And also, by the way, isn't he 40 now?
I know, but he's got some in the tank.
What? No, he doesn't.
Dude, what do you.
He's got some.
You don't think there's enough basketball players in the world you don't have to go and ask him if you got a couple of minutes?
Well, I'd rather him than Drew Smith. I don't know what this guy's doing.
You're just a bully. You're just a bully.
What this guy's
you're
doing.
You're a bully. You're a bully.
He has information. I'm positive.
So Goran Dragic's retirement event is this weekend in Slovenia, his official retirement game. So
nice.
Congratulations to our boy Gogi, who once said to me to stop bullying Leroy.
Oh, did he? Did he say that? Wow.
Adorably.
Yeah. That's great.
See?
Love that guy.
I love him.
Hey, so you're not going to go to the game?
In Slovenia?
Yeah. Oh, you're not gonna go? I don't know.
Like, what does a flight to Slovenia cost?
Yeah. Well, apparently you can't.
I'm sure I could get credentialed for it. I just don't know how one goes about getting a hotel and hotel and board for Slovenia.
Do they even? Yeah, that's a good question. Do they even have? Let's see. The game is this weekend, right? I gotta get you tickets for this weekend. Starting to GoFundMe, guys. We're going to get Tobin to...
Send Tobin to Slovenia. He was genuinely moved that we dressed like a dragon.
You know...
That was one of those things that was supposed to end in embarrassment for me.
Yeah.
And it really didn't.
Everything backfired on us.
It really meant a lot to Goran Dragic that I went outside the arena in a dragon costume and said, "Welcome home, Goran." That meant a lot to him. And then I remember there was one where he came back at the Bucks.
Yeah.
And he just like, you just saw his little adorable Slovenian face peek out from behind the corner. Just gives me a little wave.
Oh.
Just want to pinch his cheeks. He's great. The best.
Perfect, bro. Look, this is a simple, you can take Turkish Airlines, just a quick little 15-hour flight. Round trip will get you back on Monday. A cool
$1,348. $1,348? Can
Hey, Galette!
Yeah, can you expect
really?
I want to go to Slovenia!
We still got cameras on the wall that don't work, and you trying to go to Slovenia?
Maybe I could pawn them. We can sell the cameras.
Yeah, sell the cameras. Yeah, you think if I sold these cameras, anybody would know?
No.
I may or may not have taken things out of the studio that no, no one has noticed yet.
All right. Mike McDaniel. This is for Barry Jackson's Twitter account. He says, River Craycraft sustained an upper body injury.
And is now we're doing hockey.
Oh, yeah, right? Upper body.
Upper body injury and is out, quote, for some time for sure. It doesn't appear to be season ending.
Ooh. So, concussion.
You think?
It can be, but
I think I would have said that.
Hmm.
So he does say David Long would have been able to return to the game. He, of course, you know, like was grabbing his wrist or something like that. He got hit early, but apparently he's good to go.
David Long.
My
And then Cam Smith is week to week with a hammy.
Oh, yeah, the old hammy.
Yeah.
Show just enough and then get the hammy. Hey, by the way. Dear fans, commenters, lovers of the Dolphins.
Yep.
When your owner, who has spent almost $1 billion just in contracts.
Yep.
When he says, I feel like we're contenders, and I felt we would have been contenders if we were healthy. He's not claiming you're going to win the championship. He's just saying, I think our team is in a good place that we can compete with anybody.
He said,
there's absolutely nothing wrong with it. Stop reading into it. Because
do people have a problem with him saying
yeah.
that? Do they really?
Yeah.
I don't see what the issue is. But
people being people.
He spent a lot of money. Like, if I was Stephen Ross and I spent the money that I did.
He could have probably been a little more, hey, I spent the money. Time to go win.
I would have said, don't lose.
Yeah, absolutely.
He said, quote, this was Kim Boeckham. Kim Boeckham told him, he says, you got a roster full of players out there. General manager Chris Greer and his staff done a really good job in seeding in the young players with all the veteran talent you got. It looks like you got a great roster. He says, quote, right now we have a roster and I think everybody has great expectations. But, hey, it's the old injury bug. You got to make sure that doesn't happen like last year. I think without that and we stay healthy, I think we are certainly a contender for the Super Bowl.
All right. I mean, he said crazier things, to say the least.
He has said crazier things.
Right, but
he's compared Joe Philbin to Don Shula.
Yeah, well, that's that over-enthusiastic.
That was over. Well, this is the thing, though. He's always, when he speaks to the media, pretty overly enthusiastic. He doesn't do it anymore, so
right.
when he comes out there. But that was, that was as tepid as I thought it was. I think that's completely fine to have those expectations. If Stephen Ross did come out there, Leroy, like Jerry Jones, because he actually is all in. He's not all in and not paying his guys. If he came out and said, yeah, everybody got paid, you better make the Super Bowl. Or you better win significantly
this
year.
Which I know a lot of owners that have said that.
Yeah, I wouldn't have had a problem with that.
I feel like Pat Riley said something similar.
In fact, I like it more than just putting, oh, we got to get the over the hump of the first playoff game. Like, I'm Stephen Ross, I'm like,
but that's
playoff
what
game?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I was saying to everybody. When you say, we haven't won a playoff game in 20 years, I'm like, that shouldn't be your goal, right? To put that out there, like, yeah, you want to compete for a championship. Like, and it doesn't, here, when you say I want to compete for a championship, you're not saying I expect to win. You're saying that at the end of the year, I want to be in the hunt with an opportunity to compete for the championship. And that hasn't happened in a while. So, like, come on.
If you're in this core under this coach and, you know, the trio of Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, and Tua all got the money that they did, I would think it's completely fair to expect that. I thought it was fair to expect it last year.
And you know what? I think... Dear Dolphins, you kind of admitted you were wrong by giving Tua the contract because those first 2 years were ridiculous for whatever reason. I think you got the best possible coach for this area and this situation, being that he's so different than the old curmudgeon, hard-ass coaches you've had in the past.
Yeah.
It's refreshing to your fans. It's refreshing to the area, right? And so the whole football experience, because of the team and the coaches and whatever, it's 10 times better. It doesn't mean the result's going to be better, but you go to the game, you go to these games, and you go to watch a football game with a whole different mindset than you have the last few games, because you know you're not going to win a game or lose a game 14-10. That's great.
Did you hear what Mike McDaniel said to Cunha, Mike Cunha, at halftime? When he said he was asked about, Tua, you know, what did you think of him? And he goes, I was happy with it. We had the same play on the first drive last year in Houston. He completed it instead of throwing a pick, so we're off to a good start.
That's
love that.
We will get Mike McDaniel and Tua's response to the expectations from Stephen Ross, but we got to take a break. We'll take a break. Back with more after this.
It's our number Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Happy Monday to everybody out there. I appreciate you guys tuning on in. We're streaming live on the Audacy app, AUDACY. And you guys can also watch us on YouTube and Twitch, Miami 560 WQAM. Want to let you guys know that training camp updates here are sponsored by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. Are you ready to level up your career game? MDCPS Technical Colleges
Alrighty.
Have you covered. You guys can choose from tons of programs, learn from top-notch certified instructors, get real-world experience. And the best part, you can graduate debt-free in just 1 to 2 years. If you're ready to make the move, log on to careerinayear.com or call 305-558-8000. MDCPS Technical Colleges, your best choice for a brighter future. Context says, you guys want to learn a cool life hack? Listen to Mike McDaniel's interviews at 2x playback speed. I gotta tell you, Context, that's good.
That's good.
That's good, dude.
What's crazy, it's not going to sound like a chipmunk. It's just going to sound normal.
Yeah.
Just really normal. Less spaces.
Yeah. Warner Brothers says, have you guys seen Tua on Dan's show talking about flow? Well, yeah, we were just talking about that. Going into break. I've not watched the whole interview, but I've seen the clip that's gone viral.
I will tell you, the only problem that I've ever had with Flo is this. It is the coach's job to get the very most out of the talent that you have. And what he did to Tua seemed counterproductive for his own success. And maybe he didn't want them to draft Tua. Maybe he wanted them to draft Herbert. That's all beside the point, that once Tua is here, it is your job to get the most out of the talent that you have. Mm-hmm. That is the definition of a coach in any sport. And what separates guys as a coach is their ability to do that.
I got to tell you, man, I have a really hard time believing, and I don't care what reports are out there or whatever has been thrown from the flow side, I have such a hard time believing that the guy didn't want the quarterback that they picked. I just do. First of all, it doesn't jive with the way Chris Greer is as a GM, who's a very pleasing, get the coach whatever the hell he wants.
If you told me the team wanting Tua predated them hiring Flores.
Not really.
Yeah, it did.
Not really.
Man, he went through a whole year before.
Dude, he went through a whole tank year. I have a hard time believing if the coach really thought that there was that much of a difference, that they wouldn't have gone that direction. I think that is a convenient thing to throw, because you got a guy who was on a busted hip compared to a guy who broke the rookie passing record. I just don't buy it. I don't buy it. I'll never buy it.
Then why all the negativity with Tua?
Because he sucked. He was hurt. He was hurt. I understand.
He wasn't like, even supposed to play the first year.
Why did the guy fire a coach every time he changed his socks? Like, the guy didn't seem like he had a lot of patience for the job.
Right.
He didn't. You know? Like, that's one of those things. Like, it's one of these. It's, you look at this and it's like, oh, who, you know, why do certain guys, yes, they could be good coaches, but don't have a temperament for leadership, right. You know? That could be one of the things. Honestly, it's one of the things with Mike McDaniel that's like, I think the guy's really good with people. Really good with people.
And a good coach.
I think he's a good coach, but like, there's still improvements that he has to make as a game day coach.
He's so good with people that they'll help him when he makes those mistakes. See, and that's what I mean. That there's a lot of guys or players will tell you who love their coach, but maybe the coach wasn't a good coach.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I give you a perfect example. I think everybody thought about Larry Coker. The players liked him.
Yeah. They liked that he let them do their thing. You know?
Yep.
But it's one of those things where it's like, yeah, Brian Flores and whatever the reason being. Like, look, and I still say this, the guy didn't deserve to get fired. Like, he didn't. The guy got them to a successful record with what they had. We were all stunned the day that he got fired. We all thought that they were going to hire Harbaugh that day. It turned out that they were trying to hire Sean Payton and Tom Brady. You know, so it doesn't negate the fact that he still did good elements of the job.
Yeah.
But harboring a quarterback was not his bag. He was not good at it.
Right.
He had a big flaw and a detriment there. That's just the not everybody nails everything. I think even what people would say.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Spo has blind spots on certain things. Not every coach is perfect with everything.
Right.
But yeah, like it's, you know, I don't know if it's anything revolutionary that we again hear that Tua hates Brian Flores. I think we all know at this point, you know?
And I think and you know what? He's never come out and said he hates him. But I've said this.
Resents him.
I would say this to you. Fans, you think you have a better chance of your team turning it around with you booing them and cussing them or egging them on? Right. It's just a simple thing. And it comes from a place that said, I also said after a game, I would have booed my ass too. So I get it.
Not the highlights we were seeing during the break. That was a good game.
But, you know, it's just, as a leader, you're supposed to be able to weed through all that and know what motivates your players.
Mm.
In fact, there's a lot of older coaches that fell for, it's my way, this one way, I'm not treating you separately or whatever, whereas Jimmy Johnson said, hell yeah, I'm going to treat you different. Right? Troy Aikman gets treated different than a kicker. Right? The guys that helped me win. So he kind of understood that at an early age. So, yeah, I don't know.
By the way, Mike McDaniel's still talking right now. I'm just thinking to myself, what is this, a 40-minute press conference I got to do later?
Leroy wants us to fake it until we make it. No, that's not. See?
What?
Here's a perfect example of me making a comment and somebody taking it, right? Leroy wants us to fake it until we make it. Shaking my head. Hmm. How's that worked out for us the past 24 years? That's not what I'm saying. You can be whoever you want to be. But I'm saying, what are the chances if you're, during the course of a game, mad and hissing and booing at your team, instead of egging them on, what has a better chance of working? Just saying. So I don't understand. I get it. Like, I'm never, like, if I'm playing bad and you boo me, whatever. Mm-hmm. I earned it. But at the same time, like, you look at how Mike McDaniel does things, or I give you a perfect example. Look at hockey and how I told you all year. I love the way they keep an even keel no matter what. That means when things are going really bad, they can still focus on what they have to fix.
Yeah, Paul Maurice holds on to the profanity card.
Right, but that's the thing about Paul Maurice. I've told you that the whole year.
When's his day with the cup?
Yeah, I want to see what he does.
I want to see what he does too, man. Yeah, I want to see what he does.
Anyway. I got to check on the cup. Where's the cup? Got to find
it. I believe it is in Canada. I believe Aaron Ekblad and Sam Bennett had it this weekend.
Ekblad!
Sam Bennett ate Cap'n Crunch out of it.
Oh, he talked about that.
Ekblad golfed with it. He used it as a ball marker.
Sam Bennett, also a golfer.
Is he?
No. There's a
golfer named Sam Bennett.
Sam Bennett, right.
And I think he looks like a Peaky Blinder. and then this weekend... We also had yesterday Jason Tatum and Matthew Tkachuk.
Oh, I did see that.
Co threw out the first pitch at the Cardinals game.
I knew they were going to do something. Yeah.
There he goes again. Sidekick to someone.
I heard Matthew Tkachuk was like, hey, I didn't play very much in the Olympics. Huh?
Oh, your arm should be good.
He should have taken the same approach as the Indiana guy.
Mm-hmm.
It, like, say, look. Here's what it looks like when you have a class project and you ain't do no work. Still got an A.
We'll take a quick break. Leroy will hand out his game balls and game bums next.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Bum, 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 bum.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. We'll gather around the locker room here in just a minute. Leroy is gathering some empanadas.
Pretty good.
They are good.
You know what I do like about
Half Moon's the best.
It's so good.
The best.
And they label it. You know, I don't...
Come
on, dude.
No secrets.
I'm not like, oh, is the twisty corner one the hamburger? Like, I can't figure it out sometimes.
Right in there.
Yeah, pretty good. Pretty
love it.
Good.
Love it.
Now that I think about it, how do they do that? They have like a brand for
they
every
kind of have a brand.
Flavor.
Yeah, I would imagine they have a brand.
They got just custom brands going?
Yeah.
Put that on the dartboard. Get branded. Too much?
What am I, cattle?
Get branded.
You're
dude,
fraternity.
Honey,
they do that in frats.
I saw a dude get branded.
Not oof. Good.
For what? For like fraternity?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cute dog?
Yeah. I mean, you can't just get a tattoo, dude.
I've seen that too. The Omega brand.
Yeah.
Anyway,
tough.
What do we got today for Leroy for game balls and game bumps?
So, I always love when people go after somebody for no reason.
Okay.
And I would say,
do you really love that?
Yeah, because I like the when that person could shut them up, yeah. Right?
I like that.
What Caitlin Clark has done this year is amazing.
Ooh. Yep.
She just broke the rookie record for assists.
Mm.
And there'll still be people out there commenting on, you know, her. I like the way she's handled herself. And she's going out and play basketball. So she gets a game ball to me because the WNBA had two rookies who should definitely be celebrated. But we almost made it pitted them against each other for whatever reason. And then, can you have a game bum and still win?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Hideki Matsuyama had a 5-shot lead with about 7 holes to go. 3 holes after that, he was trailing by 1.
In 3 holes?
He hit a ball in the water, and then and like it was brutal. He went from 19 under to 15 under, and was down. But then he birdied the last two holes to win by one. So I'm like, yo, like, so like, yeah. But he could have probably got the game. He could get the game bum and the game ball, because usually when somebody spits the lead up like that, they don't. John Rahm did it. Last week, another golfer did it, had the big lead going into the back nine. You usually don't come back from that.
I was hoping you were going to look up at the TV at the right time to see Daniel Jones, because I don't think you've seen his pick six yet.
I didn't see the pick six, but you told me. I saw the replay of it.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah. That, woo. Like, I mean, is it safe to say that you can go into the NFL and know that you can't make that throw? So it's not a maturity thing. It's not a – that's just you. Yeah, that's just you.
Can't feel comfortable if you're a Giants fan, I'd
right.
imagine.
I could have gave a game bum to the defense. Really? Like, just not – dude.
Jaden Daniels did run on their ass.
I'm going to say –
what do you think of him, by the way?
The rookie quarterback class, they all look good.
They look good, right?
They all look good.
Mobile.
He is. Well, wow. He's right. I mean, he did look mobile.
Caleb Williams also mobile.
Everybody's like going, "Hey, these guys." I'm like, "Wait a minute." He won the Heisman, and he wasn't even the first pick. So just think of how good the guy has to be to get drafted ahead of him.
I would just say, just getting swallowed by mama in the crowd is his only red flag. That's it.
Getting swallowed by mama. But yeah, other than that,
and it wasn't even the crying that bothered me. It was her hiding the crying. Like with
yeah, I mean, I remember that tier, the infamous Nosham Moreno.
Oh yeah, like a tier was like a raindrop.
Like it really was. Like someone opened. See that? That's a manly cry, though. You know, you can't go in the stands and go on your mama's shoulder, dude. Come on.
Why
and,
not?
And then lead my team.
Why not? Well, one can't has nothing to do with the other.
Got to be tough.
Yeah.
Brian Flores wouldn't like that at all.
Oh my goodness. I'm gonna tell you this, Daniel Jones. Yikes.
Josh Hart, Daniel Jones, new beard, same QB skills. Yeah, he's like Wild Thing Vaughn.
Think about this. How hard was it for the Dolphins to pay Tua? Yet the Giants paid that dude right away.
Well, listen, Giants Hard Knocks was a lot of, hey, can we trade up to get a quarterback?
Yeah.
I didn't, like, if I was Daniel Jones, I would have skipped watching Hard Knocks this year, because it was a lot of discussion. So how much do they want us to trade up to three?
Giants Hard Knocks was like, these are all the mistakes we made in the offseason.
Yeah.
It was so bad. Giving up Saquon, trying to trade your quarterback, having people in your draft room and putting them through this rigorous test and
certain,
not getting them.
There's certain players that you have that I think it's make or break, that the decision you make on whether you can replace them, right? The Dolphins had to make that decision with Christian Wilkins.
Yep.
Like, we got to feel that we can replace him because we can't pay everybody. The Giants did that with Saquon Barkley. But here's the deal. The guy who most affected what Daniel Jones could do was Saquon Barkley. Now you get rid of him, you're exposing your quarterback even more. So the fact that they came to the conclusion that we're not going to pay Saquon Barkley, I think that is going to be the downfall to Daniel Jones more than Daniel Jones just being terrible.
Speaking of game bums, did you see what happened in UFC this weekend?
You told me. I'm
good. Tough.
You got
It's such a weird ending to the... Well, here's the problem. Izzy has to get a bum. Adesanya for getting...
He got choked out.
He not only got choked out, he tried to do the Max Holloway point to the canvas. 17 seconds later, he was tapping out.
He wanted to be taken to the...
He was like, let's stand and bang. Let's do this. And so Duplessis is like, all right, and goes, whap, whap, drops to the floor, or takes him down. He grabs his leg, takes him down, gets behind him, chokes him out.
Chokes him out, dude.
Goodness.
Tap machine.
Oh.
Those.
Yeah, I think if I had seen that, right, I would have been a little, Wow.
Yep.
How old is Izzy?
35.
Oh,
no. Watch out, dude.
No.
He's lost 3 of 4, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, 3 of 4, wow. Man.
You thought he was unbeatable.
In 3 different styles as well. As far as style bender.
Already? Is he already wobbly?
As far as style bending goes, only style bending he's doing is losing differently.
Why does he look so slow? He doesn't even look like he's punching him fast. Oh, boy, that's it. That's it.
Man, based off of this fight, you would have sworn, or based off of the lead up to the fight, you would have sworn this is going to end up in an Izzy knockout. He was locked
I thought he was looking good. He was attacking the body. He looked, but like Leroy said, I did notice, though, slow. He looks slow. He just doesn't look like he's got
even
the same.
Even Duplessis was even slow. Like, those punches were coming.
He looks slow. He just, like, I don't know. It definitely looks like a guy who's just not the same. But... Hmm. You know, Duplessis, he's in the prime. Like, that's that 30 to 33, 30. That's like, that's your window. And
so you can't play games with the fights. You got to get all those fights then.
Yep. And he was a very active champion.
Yeah.
By the way, shout out to Dan Hooker. Dan Hooker.
Right?
He was, dude. He got cut in the first round.
Yeah.
And his coach's like, you're right. He goes, I love this bleep. And then just comes out the next 2 rounds and he's whooping on dude. Guy was trying to take him down. He was humping his leg for takedowns. He said, nope. And then every time Gamrot got up, he got pieced up with a couple hooks. Did great. Great comeback by Dan Hooker.
Friend of the show.
Friend Oda show.
That's funny.
That was good to see.
On a bit of a...
Yeah.
What are the results of our other picks from our parlay?
The only one I was mad at?
Yeah.
Leroy talked me out of doing decision. Jarzinho Rosenstrike won by decision.
Jeez,
well,
Leroy.
You said no.
You said it's not going to go. Heavyweights are going to end in a knockout.
Yeah.
They won the decision.
Heavyweights never, unless they were just exhausted and they leaned on each other.
It's a weird fight. It wasn't a good fight. But
right, but that's what I'm saying. That's the only way it could happen.
But I was like, it was just too juicy.
So is that the only one other than the...
No, because I picked Adesanya. I didn't pick DDP.
Yeah.
See, you fall in love with people.
The only one that I fell in love with that worked, Hooker.
No. You gave up. Gave up all of your.
Come on there.
You want some empanada with that ketchup?
Jesus.
Oh, it's the squirt bottle, dude. It squirted.
I gotta admit, I thought it was a bit underwhelming sometimes at main event.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't see it coming. I didn't see it ending that way, bro. It just kind of seemed.
You thought the main event was underwhelming? I thought it was a good fight.
You know, you had messaged, I think it was after 3, you had Izzy up 2-1.
I thought it was up 2-1. Two of the judges had DDP up 2-1, though.
I thought they were gassed by the 3rd round.
Yeah, it was a tough fight.
That 5th round championship thing, like, it really makes a difference, bro. It really makes a difference in regards to those extra rounds. Like, you can tell in the 4th round, he's like, just exhausted, bro. Just throwing arms.
Yep. It was something. For sure.
Yeah.
Next one is, I believe, the Sphere. I believe is O'Malley and Merab, and that's the same day as Canelo Berlanga. Big double fight night.
So there'll be absolutely no rooms.
No.
They're both in Vegas?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You know what that means? If we get the invite.
They're at the same time.
Excalibur.
They're at the same time then, right? Because UFC usually. So there's no way that someone would be able to.
One's at T-Mobile. One's at T-Mobile. Could they do both?
Yeah, there's no way you can, like, let's say you.
No way. You couldn't get to the strip. You couldn't get off the strip fast enough.
Yeah, that's fair.
And right? Because the Sphere's a little off strip, isn't it?
No.
Kind of, isn't it?
A little bit. Let's just, see. But not. It's just.
How long do you think it would take to get there, though?
10 minutes.
Vegas.
Via car?
Yeah.
No, not via car, dude. You have a better chance walking.
No, you're not walking to that.
Dude, it's not that far.
The desert. I know, but dude, it's the traffic.
Check this out.
Vegas Sphere to Excalibur? No, T-Mobile. Sorry. I got to see how far.
It's got
to
be like four miles.
Damn.
4 miles. How long a walk is that?
Yeah, it is three miles.
3 miles. Yeah,
how long a walk is 3 miles? A walk, not a run.
Half an hour.
No way.
No way.
What are you talking about?
Walk?
47 minutes is what they have here.
No. The average walk is 4.5.
You got to be walking
The average walker walks 4.5 miles per hour.
Dude, you need to be having those power
hips. The average human being walks 4.5 miles per hour.
Who says that?
Who says
Life.
That?
Life. Pull it up.
Average walking speed in MPH.
between 2.5 and 4 miles.
But it's not a straight walk. Like, you got to walk like over streets. You got to wait. You got to get over traffic. Like, it's not just I'm walking around a track or I'm walking around the neighborhood.
Good news. Good news. If you do walk, it's only 2 miles. Still didn't take you 47 minutes, according to this thing.
It's at the end of the strip.
Walking in Vegas, it takes a while. You got to go up a lot of up the stairs, down the stairs, over the bridge, through the casino.
Once you get on the street, you're...
I don't think you could do it.
It's a 12-minute car ride, 14-minute bike ride.
The question is, who's going to be waiting for whom?
Oh.
Will we have Canelo waiting and like he's watching Netflix again?
Yeah.
Or no shot that he does that. He's just going to power through.
He's going to power through.
Mm. Interesting.
This is interesting. I do feel boxing usually lasts longer.
Leroy, you're talking to below average walkers. Look, me and Toby hit the strip. We got from one end to the other.
That's
you think we could make it from there to the sphere, though? Like, I thought the sphere was a little off.
Think about how far we would walk.
Isn't the sphere by, like, Thomas and Mac?
No.
You sure?
No.
The sphere is by...
It's by...
The Venetian? It's, like, behind the Venetian.
Yeah.
Mm.
So it's, like, right in the middle.
All right.
This is interesting. You guys going to... any chance you guys make it for UFC 306? Because you've been talking crap about the sphere, dude.
Who was?
Is there any chance I have like credentials to 306? I mean, I suppose I could ask, but this goes back to why am I going? I'm going to Las Vegas just to see the sphere.
You gotta see the sphere, dude.
I don't really care about it, dude. Oh, it's not that big a deal to me.
It's a spectacle.
I'm not saying.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait.
It's the biggest thing in technology.
You would drag me to go look at fish.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's but cool. You don't want to see
real life.
Okay.
We saw those piranhas.
You're the worst. It's
not a screen.
You're the worst, dude. So they also thought we were dating. So
appreciate Matthew McNicholas who goes, Hassan Whiteside was on Tanked.
Okay.
Thank you for catching up to the show, Matthew. I appreciate that, dude. I tell you where you don't want to tank.
Where's that?
In the bedroom.
Oh,
man. You want to make sure you are coming confident, feeling great. You want to be peacocking in there, man. That's why you want to try our friends over at Blue Chew. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in a chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. Now you can chew it and do it. And they got mint flavors. You just want to keep it fresh, too. Just saying. You know, want to spice things up, impress somebody new. Try Blue Chew today. Plus, got a special deal for our listeners out there. You guys can try Blue Chew for free when you use our promo code. The promo code? ShowPony. Use the promo code ShowPony at checkout, and you are getting your first month for free. You go to BlueChew.com. You use the promo code ShowPony.
All one word.
Thank you, Mike. Use the promo code ShowPony, and you receive your first month free. You do have to pay $5 for shipping. But your first month for free when you go to BlueChew.com and use the promo code ShowPony.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.